Tea. This is not just a word but an emotion for Indians. Like, it's just a stress reliever. I know, if you are an Indian, it is possible that your favorite drink might be tea. Because in an Indian household, an average adult consumes 2 to 3 cups of tea every day, and according to various reports, 24.64 to 29.83 crores of cups of tea sold in India every month. Like, number could be even bigger, but India is still ranked 28 in the list of most tea consuming countries. Have you tried to know the history of your favorite drink, like how tea came from, what is the story behind the tea, and many more things? So let's go ahead. So there were called Yunnan province, I don't know if I pronounce it wrong, but this has been identified as the birthplace of the tea. Like, the first area where humans figure out that eating tea leaves or brewing a cup of tea with some leaves could be pleasant. Earliest tea drinking is dated to China's Shang Dynasty as a medicine drink. Like, they drink tea because the purpose of a medicine. So there were many stories about how tea invented, like, not the birthplace, but how people know about the, like, just putting some leaves in boiling water and just drink it. So there is some popular Chinese legend. So this is the first story. When Emperor Shennong was drinking a bowl of just boiled water because of a decree that his subjects must boil water before drinking it. So it was like some around 2737 BC. A few leaves were blown from a nearby tree into his water, changing the color and the taste. The emperor took a sip of the brew and was pleasantly surprised by its flavor and the story of properties. So this is the first story, is how tea invented, and there is also a second story which is also related to Emperor Shennong. So a variant of the legend tells that the emperor tasted the medical properties of various herbs on himself. So some of them are might be poisonous, and they found tea to work as an antinode. Like, this is not we call the birth of tea, but yeah, that's the second story. So the third story is date back to the Tang Dynasty. In the legend, Bodhidharma, the founder of Chan Buddhism, accidentally fell asleep after meditating in front of a wall for 9 years. He woke up in such disgust at his weakness that he cut off his eyelids. They fell into the ground and took the root, growing into tea bushes. Another version of the story has Gautam Buddha in place of Bodhidharma. So these are the stories about the origin of tea, how people know about it. But, like, let's get to the point. Now we are going to discuss why tea is considered as medicine in previous times. Like, they don't have many knowledge about science, but we have, so why not to know about it? So there is called polyphenols or flavonoids are likely to key component which what makes a tea healthful drinks. These chemical compounds act as antioxidants which control the damaging effect of free radicals. Okay, I just give you a short summary about what is free radicals. So free radicals are like those you can call is those DNA or those germs which act with any substance in the body and create some chemical things in your body. So these things in tea can control the effect of free radiation, like they can lower the reactivity of these radicals. Okay, like through green tea is often believed to be richer in polyphenols than black or red teas. Okay, so green tea is richest in epiglottin gallatin, which used to prevent heart or brain disease, whereas black tea is richest in what is this, like these are some you can hard words to pronounce. So black tea is richest in theflavins, which help to reduce the weight, and these are anti-cancer, help you to prevent from cancers. So many studies show that potential health benefits of tea due to its high polyphenol content. Human studies have generally been less conclusive, yet show promise. Observation research has found that tea consumption of 1 to 2 cups daily is associated with a reduced risk of premature death, heart disease, strokes and type 2 diabetes. However, there are maybe increased risk of esophageal and stomach cancer from drinking tea that is too hot, like more than 131 degree to 140, not degree but Fahrenheit, between 55 to 60 degrees Celsius. So China has considered to have the earliest records of tea consumption. People of the Han Dynasty use tea as a medicine. In the Chinese have consumed tea for thousands of years. The earliest physical evidence known to date, found in 2016, comes from the mausoleum of Emperor Jing of Han in Xin. Oh, weird name. Indicated that tea was drunk by Han Dynasty emperors as early as the 2nd century BC. Tea has a great story. What you get from this episode is some facts about tea, but what you get is, if you can look into the history of normal things which you use or drink or eat on daily purpose, you can get many, many more facts, many knowledge, many things. So this is our today's research. All this research is based on internet. So some facts might be wrong, some might be right, but all these are internet things. I hope you like this episode. If you don't, we will try our best to provide you best content next time. If you liked it, please follow us. Where are you listening? Meet you in the next episode.